We'll be rocking out here in a moment. It is the Steakhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mark Zinner in for Steak Shapiro alongside Rusty Manziel. We'll get to Rusty Rocks coming up here in a little less than 10 minutes. Be very appropriate playlist for today.
I mean, it's all-timer, man. Came to me last night. I was like, dang, man, what am I going to do? And I thought, what have you been looking at all damn day?
Yeah.
It's right in front of you, man.
Right there. Just
it is
right there.
Right there.
We're going to get to the Falcons here in a moment. I told you this before, because you piqued my interest a little bit. I started watching a new show, and I asked you if you'd watched it. And, Bo, I want to know if you have ever seen this show or not. But, I'm not like somebody like gets into a lot of new shows, but I started watching FUBAR on Netflix. Have you seen this?
I have not.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is in it. The writing is so damn good. It is. I highly recommend you go check out FUBAR. It is really well done. Arnold Schwarzenegger plays a CIA. It's like a comedy, but it's like he's a CIA undercover field operator, right? And his daughter is also on the team. Like they lay out the backstory of how they ended up together and everything else. But I mean, it is really good. I am so hooked.
I didn't know he was doing sitcoms, man. This is new to me.
It's just like he still can be funny. He can deadpan a lot of one-liners, and the writing is so good. I got to highly recommend FUBAR. I'm like three quarters of the way through season one. Can't turn it off. It's really good.
Not to change the subject, because I'm gonna give it a chance. But one of our listeners here, Chris Clark, tweets in at us and says, Georgia Southern will put Lincoln Riley on the hot seat after week two of the season. That's a tricky one, man. Clay Helton comes back out to L.A.
Former USC.
Dude, I'm telling you, Georgia Southern would be a nightmare to play. You know, really good, pissed off, underrated kids. I didn't actually know they played out there. But, Chris Clark tweets that in. And that is probably a game that gives you some nerves.
Well, again, it's a game they might not cover.
How many people will be at the Coliseum to see Georgia Southern play in early September?
Six.
That's four grandparents. That's a mama loves you game.
You ain't kidding.
Man.
Well, interesting to know. All right. Again, go check out FUBAR. It is.
I'm going to give it a chance.
It's better than I would have ever expected. Speaking of better than I would have ever expected is what Bryce Young turned into last year. Finally, it all clicked for him at the end of the year. Second half, it all came together.
Yep.
And you saw, I think, you know, what made him the number one overall pick. He finally looked like he settled. Dave Canales, you know, got it all working. And you're talking about a guy who, over the course of the last, let's call six games, really started to pop. I mean, you know, when he got back from the Munich game, when they got back, he went the final, what is it, 8 games where he threw at least a touchdown in every single game, right? Yeah. He threw a total of, 12 touchdowns and 3 interceptions over the final 8 games. Played really well. So I ask you, who will have a better year statistically, Bryce Young or Michael Penix?
I think both of them are going to have a good year. I'm not sure that there's. I would imagine Bryce Young because the experience.
I think Bryce Young's going to pop.
He's going to have a great year.
I think he's going to pop, and I think Tet McMillan is going to be a great compliment for him. Look who just walked into the Kia Studios. None other, a man of many hats.
Yes, sir.
With very little hair, he is Joe Patrick. I know. I noticed you kind of just gave it up. Yeah.
PFF.
Based off of 100 attempts. But you had to make it based off of 100 attempts when you threw 105 balls.
It's still 3-game sample size. Yeah, Bryce Young got hot, man.
Yeah, I mean, particularly the last 3 games for Young were phenomenal. That's where he threw 7 touchdowns, no picks, and they won 2 of those 3 games and played really well. including the overtime game against Atlanta.
By the way, you would be shocked. You'd be shocked if Bryce Young walked in here right now, small he is. When he walked in to the Adidas All-American game, I'm standing there with – now, of course, it's a bad trio to be standing in between, but he was standing between Brian Bersee and Tate Ratledge. And he walked in. I was like, oh, my God, this dude, he there's no way he's going to be able to make it. Then I go watch him throw at practice, and this thing is like a lightning bolt coming out of his hand. I was like, wait a minute. Okay. But I'm telling you, Bryce Young is small. I would love to really, really get a measurement on him. Not like, you know, Charlotte measurement. Like, let's get you in with somebody that don't have a dog in a fight, and let's see what that actual height and weight is. But, listen, man, he's got a freaking howitzer strapped to him, and he's athletic and he's accurate. So that's the way he's able to play NFL.
First three games for the Falcons are Tampa, Minnesota, Carolina. First three games, Carolina, Jacksonville, Arizona, and Atlanta. Who has the better record going into that game? But the Panthers' first two games are on the road. So that's their first home game. That's what makes it tough for Atlanta. That's their first home game of the year. I kind of hope Atlanta's favored in that game. Give me 3.5, please. Give me 3.5. Jeez, give me 3.5 right there. I'm hitting Carolina immediately.
He woke up thinking about the line.
I'm hitting Carolina immediately.
If
now
he's
that
thinking about Ole Miss Georgia line, he's definitely thinking
October
about
18th.
That.
I tell you, it's circled on my calendar October 18th.
Yeah.
We're the 9th. Georgia by a million. Look, here's the interesting part about Carolina with Bryce Young. I think him and Tet McMillan are going to be great together. Adam Thielen is there. You know, they finally found some samples of running back last year with what's-his-face. Not Miles Sanders. Who's the kid who took over in Carolina last year? Help me out.
I can tell you who they got up front.
Thank you. Hubbard.
And they got a game record in Derek Brown.
Yes.
Shout out Lanier High School.
You couldn't help but do that. I love you. That's what Rusty will connect anything back to, like, Georgia High School football,
That's
which
right,
I kind of love.
That's right.
But I think the Falcons' weapons are a lot more proven. If I had to ask you which team could survive a mediocre year by their quarterback, the Panthers or the Falcons, who are you more likely to pick? Joe? Oh, yeah, that guy. That wasn't even intentional. No, I wasn't even thinking that.
I was thinking you're talking about he plays every game and he's still mediocre.
Yes. I was assuming we're not making any changes at quarterback.
19 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
Somewhere in that range, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll ask you one more question. I asked this to Rusty. Joe, I'm curious to get your thoughts. Top five in terms of production this year, Baker Mayfield, yay or nay? Absolute yay.
I don't know, there's no hesitation. He's been doing it.
He did it last year. Yeah. Baker Mayfield is going to throw for over 4,500 yards. He will surpass 40 touchdowns again, and his quarterback ratings will be through the roof. I think the Falcons' chances of winning the division are as little as they've been, given how good Tampa is. I don't think enough people are talking about how good Tampa is.
I think everybody in the division got better almost, except for the Saints.
Yeah, Tyler Shuck might have a problem.
Everybody got better.
Kellen Moore might regret taking that job.
Yeah, they interviewed, like six people?
Kellen Moore might regret taking that job. Yeah. I think he thought he was getting Derek Carr, and he got bait and switch bad. But we don't ever get bait and switch with Rusty Rocks.
Sitting there last night, watching Friday Night Lights, doing my little pre-show prep in the office. I was like, what in the hell am I going to do for Rusty Rocks? And, man, it was like, dude, it's been in your hand all day, like all day long. It's got to be Coldplay, right? And then Bo hits me with – so I tell Drew and Steak, which I never do. I tell Drew and Steak last night, I was like, I got to do Coldplay for Rusty Rocks. And Drew's reaction – Drew popped off like five songs, and he goes, don't tell anybody I really like Coldplay like that. I mean, Drew hit five songs like quick.
You will catch Fleck at this station for being a Coldplay fan.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Documented.
Yes.
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 Oh,
why?
Yeah.
Why?
This is one. I hope Randy's not driving. I hope Randy's not listening driving. But there's also a theme to this. Okay. There's also a theme.
I have no feeling one way or another about Coldplay.
Coldplay's talented.
It does nothing for
me. I mean, it's not like I'm. But I'll tell you this. I would love to see the streams today on Apple Music. Or Spotify.
I can guarantee you're going to play a song during this, and I'm going to go, I had no idea that was Coldplay. Yeah. I know the song, but I had no idea.
That's how I felt when I pulled the song.
Like, yes. I've heard that song. I had no idea that was Coldplay.
I didn't think they had five
songs. I know that one song.
You'll know all these.
Okay.
Really, one
like,
of them. You'll know all these. Like,
right.
You hadn't listened in a long time. There's like 2000, 2001, couple, 2000.
What was Coldplay's apex?
Like 2000. Yeah, and I'll tell you why.
Is it early 2000?
Yeah, did they have an Apex? Was there an Apex? Were they headlining this show last night? Were they opening?
No, you know my favorite thing about Coldplay is that reference in 40-Year-Old Virgin? Where they're playing it, you know how I know? And he's like, you like Coldplay.
Yeah.
That's the only reference I have for Coldplay.
Oh, man. All right, number five. Let's get to it. 2002. Good song.
This is the one I know.
It's Clock,
this is the one I know. This is the one Coldplay song I know. The guy's like warning.
Good song, man.
Just like whining. Yeah. I mean, I can't hear this now without seeing that clown CEO, that scowl cheating on his wife in public.
All right. Number four. Had to dig on this one a little bit.
I know this song, too.
This was a Coke commercial, I think.
Coke commercial.
Right?
It was a Coke commercial.
Is it really?
Soccer, sir. The next song.
This is the St. Peter Will Call My Name song, right? Yeah, okay.
Don't play the next one. I'll tell you where you know this one from. Don't play the start. You're going to know this one. It's because it's one of my favorite movies, Wedding Crashers.
Hold on. Which scene?
When he walks down the hall and she almost goes into his room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're going to know this before they go on the bike ride.
Before they play Tummy Sticks.
Yes.
I don't want to play Tummy Sticks.
This is it.
I had no idea this was Coldplay.
This is Coldplay.
I would have said, this is from Wedding Crashers. I would have had no idea this was Coldplay.
2000, baby. Sparks. Remember she walks down the hall?
Yep, she's like tapping on the door with one finger.
Owen Wilson's like, did I hear something?
Yep.
Good spot.
Let's play Tummy Sticks. I don't want to play Tummy Sticks. You go get in the closet.
I will watch Wedding Crashers with commercials. The next two, easy. I think everybody knows these two songs.
We didn't have a moment, Todd.
2011. Paradise.
Oh, that's a good song. I didn't know it was Coldplay either.
Great tune.
This was in a commercial.
This was 2000?
I know it was in a commercial. 2011.
Oh, they've been around that long?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Listen, if they're your cup of tea, they're extremely talented. They write write their own music.
I don't have a feeling on any of it. I honestly don't. It's like okay. It just doesn't.
This wouldn't piss you off. It just wouldn't be your playlist. All right. Number one. Probably their most well known song, I would imagine. Been in all kind of movies, everything else. Yellow. Great tune.
I think I know this.
You've got to know this song.
I'm waiting for like the words to start. It sounds very 90s grunge alternative rock.
You know, it's funny because the same text I just got from Andy Bunker was the same text I got from Drew Butler last night. A lot of bad decisions were made in high school in some parking lots to Coldplay. So you can know the age range.
This wasn't what I was making bad decisions.
I was Key Sweat and all that
same
group. You know, I was Key Sweat and Babyface. Maybe a little Boys to Men, but
all Nobody.
Yeah.
Little Kiki and Ho Ho.
I'm not even going to say what I was listening to making bad decisions.
One bad decision was made to Coldplay.
So.
Anyway, the catalog
had, it
whiny
had
rock
to
anthem.
Be Coldplay, no doubt today, man.
I mean,
first time, and they're like a Kentucky freshman. It's one and done on Rusty Rocks. Top five Coldplay, baby.
Like a Kentucky freshman. All right. Joe Patrick, we're going to need you to stick around. You're not doing anything important, are you? Really?
It's like probation. It's like probation.
You have some sort of fiduciary responsibility I'm unaware of at this point in time?
Oh, man.
Interesting. They usually never let me in.
It's called community service hours.
Yeah, I guess so. We should probably talk.
How about some breaking news when we get back on Bill Belichick? There's a good teaser.
All right, and we're going to do buy or sell. We need Joe Patrick to stick around for buy or sell. It's next here. Mark Zeno for Steak Shapiro alongside Rusty Mansell. It's a Steakhouse. Sports Radio 929 The Game. One of my favorite segments in sports radio. Not even mine. It is the Steakhouse here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Mark Zeno in for Steak Shapiro alongside Rusty Mansell. This hour of the program brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Washer, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company. We are going to get to buy or sell here coming up in just a moment.
Can I hijack it for a minute?
Yeah, I want you. I was going to let you give us news.
Well, let's do that. Bill Belichick and North Carolina have the news is broke like 5 minutes ago. They're going to do a docuseries on Hulu. So eventually,
so they get Hard Knocks.
It was going to be Hard Knocks. What was going on there? But North Carolina and Bill Belichick, which means his girlfriend will be 100% involved in this.
Yep,
on Hulu series this year. So interesting there that a lot of schools don't want that kind of behind the scenes on college football. And what the young kids say, Bill Belichick wanted all the smoke.
Yeah, well, he's going to get it, and Jordan's going to be on TV.
Let me tell you something. If they wind up 3-3 or 3-5, we'll see how interesting that show gets.
Mm.
Real quick.
Not like bringing your work home with you.
Yep.
Get some behind-the-scenes fights. All right, what else you got? You had something else.
Yeah, I want to ask you. You just got back from Park City.
Yeah.
And heard a lot about Park City.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen some pictures and the amount of snow it gets. A couple years ago, it was like unbelievable historic snow they've got. But the pictures you showed me before from the golf course,
yeah,
the mountain views.
Ugh.
Give me a little bit on Park City, man.
God. Listen, I had never been to the state of Utah, never had a reason to go. Like betting on BYU at night at home because it's tough to win in Provo.
Always goes back to.
But no other real feeling about Utah and Park City. 100% endorse. 100% endorse.
Easy flight.
Not bad.
Three and a half.
Straight out of Atlanta.
Yep. That's a Delta hub on the west, right?
I think so. They have a big Delta Sky Lounge up there as well at Salt Lake City. Only about 35, 40 minutes, you know, from Salt Lake City Airport to Park City. The Olympic Training Center is still there.
What if – that's crazy.
For skiing, yeah.
What did it feel like? Just
It was 75, 80 – you got to remember, like –
did you break a good sweat? Did you break a sweat?
No. Salt Lake City is lower in elevation – so it's hotter in Salt Lake City than it is in Park City where you're up in the mountains because it's not as – it was 75 degrees. And I remember walking around the golf course feeling like the sun is beating on you all day long, but you're not hot.
That's crazy, isn't it?
I will say this much. The atmosphere matters. You know, when we talk about, like, you know, when guys go out to elevation and play in Denver and everything else.
Yeah.
You start walking up some hills and you're kind of like
– feeling it, huh?
Woof. Why am I so tired? And then I'll tell you one more thing. The air is so dry out there, bloody noses. When you're not used to it, it gets like all in your nasal pack, you know. I'm like George Costanza. I'm a picker, right?
Yeah.
Something's in there, I just go get it.
Yeah.
Just ripped out a little bit extra, started bleeding. It was bad. What you got, Joe? Yeah, I'm not much of a snowboarder skier. I haven't been since I was a kid, but I fully endorse in the summer. And going there when the weather is good because it's not as busy. Hikes were great. Did a little horseback riding.
You see the pictures from like the fairway of the mountains. You can see all the ski slopes.
Yeah, like cool. The guy asked me, he goes, have you ever been horseback riding before? I said, no. He's like, are you nervous? I go, well, I'm usually a lot better about betting on them at a track. So I've been around horses, just never on one. Does that count?
Did you do it?
Yeah, I did.
How was it cool?
Hour and a half
was
horse.
It cool?
Awesome. Through the mountain. Like the horses go all the way up the mountain.
Oh, damn.
And then all the way down. It's pretty cool. Oh, gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Wonder why.
Really?
Why?
Oh, wafts up there.
God.
And it falls into the mountain, yeah.
Oh, little brother.
Little brother. That is crazy. I fully endorse. Never been to Utah before, but I recommend you go. I can only imagine what it's like in the winter and how touristy it is. But let me tell you something, and I found this out. the absolute richest of the rich.
Oh yeah, dude. Nobody's worried about
Park
a power
City.
Bill. Nobody's worried about a power
like
bill.
Like the family I was with. They were telling me in their building lives the CFO of NVIDIA. I mean, these houses that were sitting on these, like, and I was just asking about real estate. You talk about $15 to $25 million homes sitting on the side of a mountain in Park City on a golf course. Absolutely gorgeous. Like, I didn't realize how rich. Like, it's funny because they were saying, like, celebrities come around here,
yeah,
and it's like they don't get bothered because they're nowhere near the richest people here.
Yes.
Like, it's there are people who have, like, triple their net worth sitting here, wandering around, wanting not to be bothered. No one cares. Like, Mia Hamm's house was on the side of the house.
Talk to no one.
Exactly. And that's the best part about it. So, all right, best part of my day. We're going to buy or sell. All right, I'll fire away the questions. We got Rusty. We got Bo Johnson. We got Joe Patrick. Let's fry on. Are you guys ready to go here on this Friday? Buy or sell? Going to a Braves game again before the end of the year?
I hope to buy that.
I'm going tonight.
Yeah. Hope to fit one in. Tickets are going to be cheap in September.
I'm also going tonight.
Are you?
And tomorrow.
Oh, good for you.
And Sunday.
Oh. Yeah, you're going. Yeah.
I tell you this. Like September, that Tuesday and Wednesday tickets,
they're going to be cheap.
Going to be prime time.
Yep. They're going to be cheap.
Prime time for the Family Guy.
All right. Speaking of baseball, God, okay. We got the point. Thank you. We got the point. We just had the Home Run Derby on Monday night. Thought it was fun. It was. I bet on Cal Raleigh. Good for me. Let me ask you. You guys a fan of this Home Run Derby format? Do you want to go back to the old format with Chris Berman yelling back, back, back?
As far as the broadcast team
goes. Buy or sell the new Home Run Derby format?
Sell.
Rusty?
I mean, why is Berman, like, he back it off? They didn't want him anymore or what?
No, I think he's just
– he's tired. I'll sell if I can get Berman
the limited amount of times that he's going to be on TV.
I thought it was a great product on TV. Steak said it was really long in person, but TV was great.
Yeah, so
I'm going
to
sell.
You can't sit there. The only reason you're there that long is to hopefully catch a home run ball. That's the only reason.
Yeah, and Steak wouldn't sit in the outfield at all. I do too.
It shouldn't really be a three-hour event.
Yes.
It was, yeah. I mean, it was. All right. Stop. We got it. buy or sell. Gunnar Stockton starts every game for Georgia this season. Rusty.
Buy.
Bo?
I'll buy that. If Rusty buys it, I kind of have to buy it.
You have to buy it. I know.
More than he does, right?
He's got to stay healthy.
I'm selling because Bobo ain't no good.
Let me tell you something. Oh, God. Let me tell you something. The one thing I'll say about Gunnar Stockton, he took a hit in Texas. Okay, obviously
yeah.
That. But I'll tell you this, in a blowout game against Florida State 2 years ago in that Orange Bowl, he took another shot. He has got to learn to get down, and he won't make it 15 games.
Yeah, that's the other part of it.
He's got to learn to get down.
All right. Shane Gillis hosting the ESPYs.
Dude.
Buy or sell the ESPYs, a good TV event.
Sell the ESPYs, but buy Gillis.
Okay.
Air the first 30 minutes with the monologue, put the rest on ESPN+.
Yeah.
John Cena did a great job as a host.
That's what I did. I didn't watch it live.
All of those shows are based off of who hosts it.
Right.
Yeah. That's the quality. Yeah. Like, and how much are you willing to push the envelope on the content is what makes it worth it.
So I went back. There were some uncomfortable people, dude.
Yeah, there were some
people that didn't want to laugh. There were people that didn't want to laugh. Like, oh, God, I really want to laugh.
Yeah, and that's the best part about it when they pan to the audience to see people's reactions.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I say it's a good TV event. That's the point of it. Buy or sell, Bloody Mary is a good hangover drink.
I'm going to sell it. And my boys might rip me for that.
Bloody Mary is a good any brunch time drink, hungover, not hungover.
It's a salad in a glass.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Listen, the spicier the better.
Man,
Don't put asparagus in it, by the way. It's celery.
Yeah,
olives,
like a
lemon and a lime, a little spice rim.
Put a palm
tree
in it.
Buying a Bloody Mary all the time. We just mentioned it before, but I got back from Park City, Utah. Buy or sell going on vacation to a place you've never been?
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's the financial checks and balances. I would love to go somewhere new every year.
All right. We just had Rusty Rocks do Coldplay. Buy or sell Coldplay as a band.
I still have to sell it. Even with the momentum they've had the last 24 hours. Congratulations on your new checks from Spotify.
But, right.
I can't. They got some tunes, but I just can't. So, I can't Rusty stamp them.
Yeah, I mean, Coldplay is a band where it's like.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. If you're at the house and you're grilling, and I come outside and you got Yellow playing, you're going through something.
The better measure is like if you were gonna go into like Pandora or whatever and create a radio station play. Are you ever writing a Coldplay playlist radio station?
Can you imagine being on a boat like me, Randy Johnson, Manny McMichael, Bo Johnson, and Zeno, and I got a nice ass boat. I'm like, hey, dude. Hit that play button and Yellow comes on. You would literally throw my ass over wherever we're at.
Or I might just jump. I'm a good swimmer. Yeah. We can't be that far away from
them. Bo's like, I'm out.
Yeah. All right. Buy or sell, the Braves should sell at the deadline.
I'm going to let Bo go first.
Buy it, man. This is come on.
Yeah, but
sell
not
something.
Yeah, you're gonna sell Iggy. You're going to sell Pierce Johnson. Marcelo Ozuna. Everybody else is staying.
Nobody wants him. Nobody needs it. No playoff contender needs a starting catcher. And you're not paying him that salary to back you up and catch one day a week, and he's not a good enough hitter to DH. I mean, yeah, I think you should. We talked about Michael Harris as a selling piece. There's a playoff team that could use his speed, his defense, his pinch running ability 100%.
But he's a gold glover.
Career 270 hitter. Gold glove center fielder.
He's a career 270 hitter?
Yeah.
In the minors?
Nope. He had like 295 and 293 his first 2 years in the league.
Dude, he's in a year, as I told Rusty, there's no such thing as a year and a half slump. You just can't hit.
He hit 260 last year, so it's looked down a little bit.
Yeah, I completely take back the first time. When I went in there and spent 2 minutes with Bo, he basically said, hey, dude, wake up. And I'm back on the Michael Harris train.
Okay,
I'm back
good.
In. We're keeping Michael Harris.
Bro. All right.
Good.
Rumors about Nick Saban back in coaching obviously were debunked, but buy or sell. Would you want Nick Saban back in coaching?
Yeah, like to face him?
Yes, 100%.
The game would be better with Nick Saban in it. Yeah.
Can he come on back home to LSU? Then yes,
I guarantee you this. If he's an analyst at Ohio State, if he's an analyst at LSU, if he's an analyst at Georgia, hell yeah, we're all three going. Bring him in.
Oh, look at the Buckeye guy jumping in here.
Yeah.
Hey. It's Enrico Palazzo. The new Naked Gun is coming out first weekend in August.
I'm going to buy it.
Buy or sell the new Naked Gun.
I'm buying it. When are we going to run out of remakes?
Okay, let's sell. Still won't go see Top Gun Maverick.
Dude.
Look, I started thinking about this.
That's a sequel, though.
I'm telling you. Zeno, watch it.
Just like Naked Gun's a sequel, technically.
It's a ripoff. We do nothing new anymore in Hollywood, and I hate it. We do nothing new. We stop. And I'm just thinking about this. Once again, why the 80s is the greatest generation for movies and music ever. The greatest decade for movies and music. Everything that we're spoofing off of are 80s stuff that we're remaking and bringing back over and over again. The beats, the musics, the playlist, everything. It's so annoying. I have no desire to see this. Yeah, and so we do nothing new anymore. Like, I was thinking about this when it came to Top Gun, right? Like, what's the... imagine trying to remake other Tom Cruise movies. What would Cocktail 2 look like? What is he, a fat old bartender?
I'm telling you right
what
now.
What would Days of Thunder 2 look like?
It's about to come out.
The car is in reverse?
They're about to come
He's
out.
He's in a Peugeot convertible? What are we doing?
He's the mentor now.
Zeno, let me tell you something right now. Man to man. I'll watch FUBAR. I'll give it an honest. I'll lock in for two shows. I'm telling you right now, you need to watch Top Gun Maverick. It's a great storyline. It's well done.
They've got it wrong. I'll give you 30 seconds of storyline. Tom Cruise should not have been a pilot. because he's too old to be in the Navy still and too old to fly. He should have been an instructor at Top Gun. His son should have been the pilot there. And the subplot line, which they missed out on, Tom Cruise actually did the research now that he's got the clearance to work because he's an instructor and found out what happened to his father and used that information to help his son
become a
better pilot.
That was kind of what the movie was. Only that, it was Goose's son.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it. Don't
spoil it. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to watch it.
You need to watch it, dude. I'm telling you. It's really good.
We'll do three strikes next. It's,
we're in trouble. Get out of here, man.
Sports Radio, 929 The Game. It is the Steakhouse here on Sports Radio, 929 The Game. 929thegame.com, the Odyssey app. Mark Zinno for Steak Shapiro alongside Rusty Mansell. Wrapping things up here on this Friday. We got three strikes to get to. Here are your three strikes questions coming off of Buy or Sell. Number one, your favorite sequel or favorite remake, whichever one you want to call it. Favorite sequel / favorite remake. Number two, SEC team you're most confident in other than yours. So if you're a Georgia fan, you can't pick Georgia. If you're an LSU fan, you can't pick LSU there, Bo. All right. And then third one, what new show are you watching or did you just finish? All right, again, favorite sequel or remake, SEC team you're most confident other than yours. What is the new show you just or started watching or just finished watching? Somewhere in that range. 404-726-0929 is the phone number. Again, 404-726-0929 if you guys would like to play Three Strikes with us. Now it's time for the John Foy Strong Arm Story of the Night, the big game of the night. And obviously, that is the Atlanta Braves taking on the New York Yankees. Yankees still officially haven't announced a starter yet.
It's not going to be...
it would be cool if it was Freed. I hope for the Braves fans he pitches here this weekend, but it doesn't look likely. I don't know if they're waiting to see how his finger feels this morning with the blister. I think the intent is on it for him to go. If not, they'll obviously throw a bullpen game together, but they may want to wake up and let him see what it feels like this morning, let him warm up and throw a little bit this morning before they officially announce. But it would be cool if it was Freed versus Strider. I'm excited to see Strider versus Judge. That should be some good baseball.
Oof. Tell you what.
Skeen's got the better of him in the All-Star game.
Skeen knew that it was a drag race for him, and he had the – as soon as the light turned green, he was straight heat. He was straight heat.
He knew it.
God.
Only going to be here for one inning, three hitters, no problem. Let's go.
It was straight smoke, man.
Gas.
His delivery and arm angle at 6'6 is damn near impossible. If he stays healthy, it's damn near impossible to hit him.
If you're into this sort of thing, Braves are actually a slight favorite tonight. But I wonder if it's because
winning record at home.
They have not announced a starter yet. Because if Freed starts, I assume that would flip to the Yankees being a slight favorite. But if you're into that sort of thing.
Think about Paul Skeens, man, what he's dealing with up there. I mean, this is the best pitcher
in baseball.
The guy's
got a sub 2.21 ERA. And hasn't
the problem is he's being a teammate. I know he's being an ultimate teammate, but he also understands he's wasting starts on his stats. His career line is suffering.
Awful.
Yeah, well, that just makes it harder to keep him when it's time for arbitration to be up and a deal to get done. That's the problem.
Oh, he's out. The day that conversation comes up, he's out of Pittsburgh. No question. I hate to say where he's going to be, your damn shirt probably, but
giddy up.
God, he's going to be a Dodger or Yankee. Has to be.
I mean, probably a Dodger. The Yankees are on a budget. You didn't know that?
His girlfriend's, she's a New Jersey girl.
Livy Dunn?
She's a New Jersey girl.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Good for her. I like Jersey
Girl. She's a Jersey girl.
Underrated. Very underrated.
Ask Coldplay.
I mean, what is it? That guy's obviously taken off work today, right? Like, he's not at work.
He gave his side.
His statement was awful, by
his
the
statement
way.
Was awful, but he terrible. Also and he also gave like a quote at the end, but he said he had to take some time to process everything.
Yeah.
That's called U-Haul. And a Rent-A-Center.
That's called Tiger Woods 9-iron. Eli Nordegren?
How many lawyers yesterday were waiting on his wife to call?
Man, luckiest guys in the world.
Talking about an easy case. Honey, remember you said you want to go to Hawaii?
unless they follow the immortal words of, what's his face? Jamie Foxx. We want prenup. We want prenup. Yeah.
Looks like she was having trouble, like she was choking or something. She was giving her the Heimlich.
Yeah.
That kind
of that's what I was saying. It was the Heimlich
maneuver. Now the memes have taken over.
Oh, the memes are fantastic.
The one is they had an SEC logo on him, and it had her as FCS teams in November. 2-7 FCS.
I mean, some of them were very, very good. I enjoyed.
Oh boy.
I enjoyed looking at them all. Like that was, you know,
man.
And again, you can't feel sorry for the guy. Like you just can't. You know, this is a self-inflicted, preventable wound, and he's got the gall to turn around and say, "I'm sorry that a private moment was made public." Dude, you're at a concert in public, you tool. I mean, the guy's the CEO of a company, and I'm just like, ugh. Anyway, all right, we got people locked and loaded for three strikes. Then let's do it. All right, again, 404-726-0929 if you want to play three strikes with us. Your questions, favorite sequel / remake, SEC team you're most confident in other than yours, and what new show are you watching? Did you just finish watching? Rusty will tee you up first. Favorite sequel / remake?
Can I say Rocky?
Rocky 2, absolutely. It's the number one sequel ever. Best sequel ever.
What about Rocky 4?
Well, I mean, yeah.
That's part of the Rocky sequels.
I'm talking about pure sequel. You're talking about the whole series.
Okay, Rocky series. Okay.
Rocky 2 is the greatest sequel.
Yeah. Most team I'm most confident in? SEC?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think Alabama's going to be really good.
Okay.
I think X&M is the surprise team. I want to say LSU. I got to see it. I just trust Alabama a little bit more.
What new show? Finish watching. We'll watch. Gonna watch.
I'm watching Quarterback right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Bo, what do you got?
I'm also trying to finish Quarterback. Tara and I just finished or are about to finish Sons of Anarchy.
That's great, isn't it?
Fubar.
That's great, dude.
You're not gonna be upset, guarantee you. Ooh. Favorite sequel? Remake.
Empire Strikes Back is the best sequel.
That's a good one.
That's aggressive.
That is
okay.
That's a good one.
I mean, Han Solo being frozen in carbonite did not really do anything for me at the end.
That's a good one.
Anyway, SEC team you're most confident other than LSU in your case?
Gotta be Georgia.
Okay. Joe Patrick. Favorite sequel / remake? Did not expect that.
Good call.
That's not on the bingo card.
Yeah, solid. Very solid.
Okay. SEC team you're most confident in other than yours? Okay. Yeah, that's true. And what new show are you watching? It's more like work.
Yeah. Yeah.
People have raved about that show.
Yeah.
I've
got a couple in the land, man. It's pretty good. Yeah.
All right, 404-726-0929. Who do we got up first, guys? Just hit me.
Oh, let's go to Skip in the Yeah Mobile.
Thank you. Skip, good morning. You're on the Steakhouse. How
morning,
are you?
Morning, Skip.
What's going on, sports gods? How y'all doing?
Skip, favorite sequel / remake?
Halloween, baby. I'm a horror fanatic. Halloween kept going straight through. Wasn't nothing stupid. Straight through.
Ooh, SEC team you're most confident in other than yours?
Hate to say it, Alabama.
I have the same breath, man.
You know, nobody believes in Texas.
Same
huh?
damn breath.
What new show are you watching? Just finished
Georgia
watching.
Guy.
That's okay. Right.
What new show are you?
I'm watching this Marvel thing called Ironheart.
Really?
Ironheart?
Yeah. It's like the new remake. It's the younger version of the new Iron Man, but okay. It's a new character.
Is that on Netflix?
Oh.
Disney is on Disney Plus.
Disney
on
Plus.
Marvel.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's Marvel, cool. It's got to
yeah,
be Disney.
Well, hell, I mean, it's early.
404-726-0929 if you want to take part in three strikes. Bo, who's next?
Let's go out to Rodney in Stockbridge.
Rodney, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Your favorite sequel / remake?
Hey, I got to go with Rocky 2 again. Yeah. Hey, it does something to me when I watch it.
SEC team you're most confident in other than yours?
Oh, it's got to be the Florida Gators. That quarterback scares me.
Lagway.
That schedule is just schedule murder, though.
I'm telling you, Lagway, what he did to Georgia before he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Put some nerves on you.
What new show are you watching or finished watching?
Hey, The Curse of Oak Island.
The Curse of Woke Island?
Yeah, I've heard of that, but I hadn't seen it. But I've heard of that, yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. By the way, speaking of which, did you see the meme with the CEO guy, whatever it was, the astronomer guy, where it said a guy you know gets caught with his arms around another woman while cheating on his wife, and everybody's all up in arms, all because of us being woke now.
Yeah.
Like it was, just, I didn't get it all right, but it was really hysterical. Like it was just like, I mean, they have turned this guy's and listen, he is right. They're like, does his life deserve to be made a living hell for this? Not necessarily. But it's one of those things where it was 100% completely self-inflicted.
Yeah.
You know, and
this dude desperately needs Aaron Rodgers traded today. Like, this dude needs Aaron Rodgers to go to, like, the Cowboys today. Like, he needs something to take him out of the mix.
There's another one here that says, boomers hate remote work because it precludes them from having affairs with their colleagues.
Sandra sent 4,398 memes and tweets yesterday, and I looked at them all.
I mean, she was absorbed. This is right up her alley. She's got to love this.
She was loving it. She was loving it. It's undefeated, man. Never been overtime.
Yeah.
Including Coldplay concerts. I had a buddy who was at Luke Bryan last night in Greenville, South Carolina. Said Luke came up over the intercom and said, "Hey, guys, don't mess around. Have a Coldplay tonight." That place went crazy.
Oh, my God. That's nuts. All right, gentlemen. Well, that does it for the Friday. Any big plans for us tonight? What time are you getting to the ballpark tonight, Bo?
I'm going straight there. I'll be there at 2:30.
Oh, really? Man's that right, early?
Man's right. Oh, yeah, I work there.
I think he's mine.
Right? Oh, you got to work. Be, yeah. Oh, okay. You're there in a.
I mean, he has to he has to get there early and get his mind right. By the way, shout out City of Atlanta, Bo. You were there. Great job hosting. I mean, it looked like everything.
Remarkable
great.
Event. All Star Village was slam packed. I heard huge, it was great. Yeah. Fun event to go to. Yeah,
shout
the whole
out,
thing
man.
Was great.
Shout out.
I will be. I got them fancy tickets tonight.
Where you
in the Delta Suite underneath?
You go by and see Bo?
Delta Club?
Delta Club, yeah, I'll be down there.
Holler at me when you get there. I'll come say hi. I'm in the Truist Club.
Are you?
Yeah.
Ooh, giddy up. So, I appreciate free food.
How many tickets you get tonight, two? Four?
Taking the boys with me, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That is what, make a memory.
That's all we do.
I hope you make a memory and take a nail.
They'll try to go say hi to Aaron Judge at some point. All right, appreciate you guys letting me hang out with you. But this afternoon, Joe Patrick, Bo Johnson, Rusty Mantell, thanks for listening to the Steakhouse Sports Radio on 98.9 The Game.